Developing coaching skills, number 7, consistently coaching skills and behaviors. The difference between performance mastery and coaching is the difference between the what and the how. Coaching focuses on how someone did rather than what they did. Sure, you want to know if the effort was there, because nothing happens until there is effort. But even still, if the effort isn't there, then the coaching that takes place focuses on helping them put forth the effort instead of telling them that they have to put forth the effort. Coaching isn't, I repeat, isn't about the numbers. Coaching skills and behaviors is about the following. First, regular coaching hours. Coaching is a proactive process. I would expect to look at someone on my sales team, one of my sales leaders, and look at their calendar and see on it consistent times for coaching. As an example, I would expect to see Julie to have on her schedule every Tuesday from 2 to 4 coaching. She may not know exactly who she's going to coach or what she is going to coach, but there are two things for sure. One is that she knows that on Tuesdays she has to have her coaching hat on, and that hat is entirely different than any other hat that she wears. And two, her people know that Tuesday is coaching day, and certainly they can count on being invited to a coaching session from Julie, and they have the ability to come to Julie for coaching. This is critical in that it sends a message to your people, and that message is, you are a coach. You are there to coach them and to help them succeed. You're not just there to collect data, run meetings, and to remind them when they fail to execute. Second, coaches focus on skills and behaviors. This is the how of what people do. Coaching and selling focuses on asking questions, drilling down, getting commitments, helping people overcome their own objections, people being prospects, helping salespeople with their own performance issues. Coaching isn't about informing a salesperson how to structure a deal. That has to take place, but that's not coaching. That's teaching. There is a difference, and your people have to know what that difference is. Coaching is you rolling up your sleeves and getting into the art and science of selling. It's not the mechanics of the product or service design of your offering. You will know if you're an effective coach if numbers start to change. Yes, you do have to look at the numbers, because that's your scoreboard. It is the data that tells you if you are effective at coaching. But in addition to the numbers, you will know that your people are better because they demonstrate that they are better. Not just once in a while, and not just in the field, but in the classroom. They will perform with confidence, and they perform consistently.